off and get a start on scrubbing the blood off all the medical implements and washing out the sheets. As the cracks of sexism started to appear at home, the outside world also began to change. Home might have been frustrating at times, but life with my family was at least safe, a privilege not all children can claim. An undercurrent of danger began to rear its head, manifesting in both the warnings I started to hear about being safe and the unsettling feeling one gets when they realise someone's looking at them. On the streets and at school, I became aware of the lingering threat that circled girls. The men who yelled crude sexual taunts and those who simply stared, both executions resulting in the slow and steady shrinking in on oneself that begins with the budding of breasts and never truly goes away. I had read Not Without My Daughter and Aman, the story of a Somali girl, so I knew that atrocious things happened to women out there, some of them as young or younger than myself. Later, I would realise just how much the conservative voices opposed to feminism would exploit these women of colour and use their suffering to paint their sexism as some kind of benevolent entity, as if the trials and tribulations endured by whinging Western women were more like an annoying itch rather than a dangerous burn, and subsequently didn't deserve to be complained about.